Just after 8:30 on this Friday morning from KKWC Radio in Webster City. And time now for our Community Corner. As we do each Friday, we talk about what's going on in the state legislature. I'm joined by Shannon Latham, our state representative for Hamilton County. And Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pat.
We had a good meeting back last Saturday here in Webster City at Iowa Central Community College, along with Dennis Guth. It was the first time that both of you had this Eggs and Issues program, sponsored by the Webster City campus of Iowa Central Community College. And judging by the people that were there, they certainly learned a lot about what's going on these first few months of the legislature.
I really appreciated the chamber, the newspaper, of course, the radio station, all the groups that came together. And then I thought Jim Kirsten did a great job of facilitating the event. So a big thank you to everyone who made the last weekend's public forum possible. And hopefully we'll get a chance to do another one here as the session wraps up for 2023.
I hope so, too. Well, let's talk about this week there, Shannon. And you were telling me about one major bill that was discussed this week in Des Moines.
That's right. So we passed about 13 bills, I believe it was, this week, and one of them certainly was bigger than all the rest. It was called Senate File 496, and this bill contains a lot of educational proposals. It came over to us, of course, from the Senate, but the House amended the legislation and put some new policy pieces back into that. So some of those portions of the bill had already been passed by the House. One of those is that all books in schools are age appropriate. I know that was a topic of interest last week during our public forum. And I just want to clarify again, this bill does not ban books because these books that we're asking not be made available in public schools can still be made available at public libraries, or parents can purchase them if they feel strongly that they want their kids introduced. But as I mentioned before, these books contain graphic images or descriptions of actual sex acts, and that's just not age appropriate for kids in, you know, lower elementary especially. And then again, it's really graphic. Some of these things, you'd be in trouble if you had them on your computer, so why would we allow them to be in books and libraries? Another part of that bill also prohibits curriculum on sexual sexual education from ages K through 6. So those are a couple of pieces that we had passed before that were in this bill. But then there was some new policy in there as well, saying that schools can't keep secrets from parents about a child's gender identity. So that was a new piece added. And then I want to clear up a misconception also about that bill. So the bill removes the requirement from Iowa code that schools must teach about AIDS and the HPV vaccine. However, this bill does not prohibit that instruction. We just felt that it was best to take out specific diseases mentioned or specific topics so that there's the flexibility to respond, you know, and be more current to the time, that might be.
This was the same topic you shared during the Eggs and Issues program last week, and I'm sure you've heard some educators and parents stating their concerns over this. This matter.
Yeah. Again, I think most of the concerns I've heard have actually been about misconceptions of the bill. It's not a flat-out ban on books. It's just saying that only age-appropriate materials should be provided by a school library, and it defines age-appropriate.
All right. Now, you mentioned some other bills that worked on this week.
Yes, so I am privileged to serve on the House Appropriations Committee. That committee, I think, hears more or sees more bills than any other, because everything that has an appropriation or an impact on the state's budget comes through that committee. So this week we held a public hearing on Senate File 494, which is the government assistance bill. Some people have been calling it welfare reform or SNAP bill. The objective of this bill is really to make sure that programs like SNAP and Medicaid are there to support the people and the families who need it. You know, Iowa has a definite workforce shortage. That is the one thing I hear time and again, regardless of what community I'm in or what business I'm talking to, as far as whether they employ three people or 3,300, you know, anywhere along the board, workforce is a real issue. So we really want to encourage people who can return to the workforce to do so. And so there's some people came on to these programs during COVID. It really got opened up to help people who had lost their jobs. But again, now that we're through the pandemic, it's time to get people back into the workforce. But with that said, I do have a couple of concerns about this bill, and I'm hoping that people will provide me with their input.
And this is good news in a way there, Shannon, because we're seeing the unemployment rate continue to fall in the state of Iowa. They had a report last week at what was about 2.9%, I believe, for statewide unemployment.
Correct, which you know is basically zero unemployment. I mean, when you get that low, it's just so we have a great need. We have a great need for workers. We know that's a detriment to growing Iowa businesses. So the more we can do to get people back in the workforce, the better. But again, I think we need to make sure that we don't go too far. So that's one of my concerns with this bill. And I'm working to, I'd really like to see us be able to keep the double up food bucks in that program. And what that does is it provides a one-to-one dollar match for people who are using SNAP benefits to purchase Iowa grown fresh fruits and vegetables from Iowa grocery stores or farmers markets. We know that increasing the amount of fresh fruits and vegetables in your diet has healthier outcomes. So that's one of those that I feel as an advocate for buying local and an advocate for Iowa agriculture, that's one provision that I'd really like to see stay in the bill.
So what's coming up next week in Des Moines?
Yeah, so next week we will be working more towards that budget. What's standing between the end of the session is the balanced budget and agreeing upon that by the House and Senate. So we'll continue to see more work on that. And right now, I believe we're still $90 million apart, that the House budget includes $90 million more of appropriations than the Senate's targeted budget. So we'll see how that all kind of shakes out here in the next couple of weeks.
And we'll find out next week when we talk with you again on all the things happening in Des Moines. Shannon,
I look forward to it.
Sounds good. Shannon, have yourself a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Happy Easter, everyone.
Same here.